أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون بالبينات والزبر وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 43 and 44 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Hijrat and the very great rewards that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has in store for that person who makes Hijrah for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the system of Allah. And this has come quite a lot, that the Quraysh of Makkah persistently, consistently objected to the fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent a human as a Nabi, as a messenger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And why did Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala not send an angel? And then it is the other aspect, that if it had to be a human, then why particularly was it Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not any of the leaders of the Quraysh or the other leaders of the other tribes? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا, that we had not sent before you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but men. So this is another clarification, that it was only men from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was only men that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent, and of course human, and this was the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nuhi ilayhim. However, we sent wahi to these anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Fas'alu ahla dhikr. O people of Makkah, ask the people of dhikr, the people of remembrance, those who remember, or it will mean the people of knowledge. In kuntum la ta'lamun, if you do not know, then ask. Now who are these people particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to? In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, before him, the Quraysh in summer would go to Syria, and in winter they would go to Yemen for their business journeys. So in Syria particularly, they would meet with the scholars of the Yahud and the Nasara, and they would sit also with them. The incident of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam going in his young days towards Syria, and that Christian priest that recognized the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that very young age is testimony to the fact that they would interact with these people. So ask them about this concept of nubuwat. Also, they had some relationship with the people of Madina Munawwara. Ask them about this concept of nubuwat, that the concept of nubuwat had started and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had only sent men. So if you do not know, then ask those persons. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, bilbayyinati wazzubur. Bilbayyinat, with the clear signs, the miracles of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, was zubur, and the scriptures. Allah sent these Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam with miracles, with clear signs, and Allah had sent them with scriptures. In other words, the kitabs, the sahifa that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent to the different Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Wa anzalna ilayka dhikra. And O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, certainly we reveal to you al-dhikr, the remembrance, the advice, and that refers to the Quran Sharif. And why did we send the Quran Sharif to you? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you will clearly explain to mankind مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, what was revealed to them. This is a very important aspect. Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran speaks about performing salat. The Quran speaks about giving zakat. But the Quran does not tell us the number of rakats. The Quran does not give us the sequence of the salah. So, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so that you would explain to them. And that is the hadith and the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Quran has its own importance, the most important. And then we have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is a great source of deriving the aspects of our deen. And hence this was the responsibility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the privilege that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you look at these ayat in another aspect, Allah ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhim salam. Some he had given kitab, some he had given scriptures, some did not receive any kitab, nor did they receive any scriptures, but there was this last kitab of Allah ta'ala to come down, and for this Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzat chose none other than our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, so that they may make tafakkur. In other words, they reflect on this deen of Allah, this revelation of Allah, this Quran and the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both will go hand in hand, the kitabullah and the sunnati rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت